Bob is here to tell us to do the right thing. Here you go, Bob.
All right, well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Almost spring. Almost there. I brought Paul here with me. He was kind of curious what goes on here and everything. And I'm going to the church I speak at and everything. He's going, I want to know what's going on. So we have Paul here. I would tell you guys, remember him when he was born, he had some problems. He was in the hospital a lot with breathing stuff, and he had pneumonia and everything. And so a lot of people haven't seen him since he was maybe a year and a half or two or so, the last time he was here with me. So he made it. He's 100%. He's 100% boy, kid. It's just interesting. Mom's got everybody was sick again this past month. I had the flu, and I got better, and I got worse again. Probably about the week after I was here last month, and it just stinks. It was just wiped out again and tired and all that stuff, and then Paul had it, and then we all went through another round of it. And it's like when the weather finally broke, we got in those 60s, I think we're all good. The big thing this week at our this month in the house is Emily turned 16, so she got her driver's license. And so I got two teen drivers now in the house. And she's been all right with it. She's all right. She likes the responsibility of it. And she picks him and his sister up from school and everything, do that. And it was, she did have her first accident already after 16 days of having her license. And she was going down Glen, and she was going to turn up Sheridan, and there was a woman was ahead of her, and she went, and the woman was rolling out, and then all of a sudden she just stopped, and Emily rolled into her. And so Emily calls, she's hysterical, I got a car accident, I'm just down the street, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm visualizing, I said, you okay? I said, are you okay? Yeah. Are we okay? Yeah. So I get down there, they're all in Family Video parking lot. I get there, I said, it's okay, Em. I said, well, I look at the car, there's no damage. I said, you hit her? I said, you really hit her? She says, I rolled into her. And I said, well, where's the woman's car? So the side, I said, I don't see anything here. You know, it's just like, he said, you hit her? She says, well, yeah. She says, I took my foot off the brake, I was rolling, and she stopped. And then she went crazy. I said, well, there was like paramedics there, was a fire truck, a police car, and all this stuff. And I said, well, I said, you know, technically it is your fault. You know, I said, it is. I said, it is. It's an accident. I said, we've all done it. And it all happened. And I said, you know, you'll be fine. I said, I don't see anything. So she said, well, she just went crazy on me. She just started yelling and screaming at me, asked me how old I was. I had no business of driving and this and this. And I said, well, yeah. So police officer went to her car first, was over there. And officer comes over and talks to me. And he says, well, you off your arrest ticket. And I said, well, yeah, I understand. I said, but I don't see the damage here. He says, well, I put on the report, very superficial damage, light cosmetic. I said, you know, it's one of those things. And he says, I know. He says, she really, really got out of hand. He said, I see it every day, you know. So I'm talking to the officer. She ducks her head out of the car before she leaves. Are you going to give her a ticket? You better give her a ticket. Like, yes, ma'am. She'll get a ticket. And you can just tell she just had rage and ire, you know, whatever. And I said, well, and then he says, yeah, he says, I asked her, Emily asked her too, she said, well, why did you stop? She says, I was afraid another car was coming, but there weren't any more cars coming. He said, yeah. I said, well, I said, that happens. But this one kind of got me, and so the officer was really nice, and he, you know, kind of, you know, one of those deals, you know. And I was just kind of thinking, it's like, I've been in the exact same position. I've bumped cars a couple times by mistake, and I've been bumped a couple times. And you go, you know what? Let it go. You know? And, you know, and I just kind of the big picture is like, you know, it's just a car. that, you know, nobody is hurt. There's no major damage. Yeah, Emily was in the wrong. Sure, give her a ticket, you know. If it had been me, I would have just let it go. You know? Yeah, it's like, I was like, you didn't dent my car. Yours is okay. You're fine. Let's move on, you know. And it was just kind of that thing. It was just kind of me thinking of doing the right thing, you know. It's just like you just kind of rise above the situation. And I feel like people get so vengeful sometimes. And you've infracted your whatever, you've crossed the line onto my property or whatever. It's like, and I was kind of like that. And I kind of explained to Emily, I said, this is the way it is. I said, you have to pay extra attention, you know, blah, 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 all that stuff. And I said, the big picture is you didn't get hurt. She didn't get hurt. Zero damage to the cars, and you got a $120 ticket, and your insurance will probably go off. but that's the big thing. I mean, there's no damage. And it's just kind of those things, it's just like, really, you can't let it slide. And I think that's kind of a part of being human sometimes, is you do let people slide, including strangers. And you can't do it constantly. You know, and again, if Emily would have blown a red light or going 50 or 60 through the internet, sure, yeah. But, you know, it's like, and I think there's times in life we have to give people a pass, you know. And it's, sometimes I kind of look at the big picture, I put myself in another person's shoes. And you see some of the stuff of, is it worth the fight sometimes? Is it worth the fight and the angst and the things going through it and everything? And a lot of times it's not. Again, I think it's that one thing people always want to be proven. They always want to come up with for the other person. I run into it a lot on doing internet sales, like on eBay and stuff, and I'll make an honest mistake of something. You know, the CD didn't play or something, and people will just go off on you. And I go, I'll look at it, it was a $2 CD. I said, hey, sorry for the problem. Here's your full refund with shipping. You know? Have a good day. And, you know, it's just like, it's not that big a deal, you know? It's just like, and I'm thinking, I played that CD. I know it worked. It was perfect shape. You let it go. You know? And it's like, for one, it's like, this makes you, you'll get more. If you start the fight, this is going to keep going. And, you know, they're going to get angry. Everybody's going to be angry at each other. And you just go, and so I just feel like I'm kind of doing the right thing. It's like, yeah, whatever. And, you know, who knows? They are conning me, and they got over. Oh, well. You know, that's the way it is. And it's just like, I just, you know, a lot of times, too, I had a friend of mine that was doing eBay, and he would fight everybody. No. And he was always angry. He said I did this. I didn't do that. I said, I know you didn't. I said, just let it go. I'm not going to. That was $20. Well, you got to look at the other times you made a lot of money on something you pay a whole lot on, or something that was junk, and you did that, you know. He wound up getting kicked off eBay, because he would get so angry and tell people, I said, well, now where'd you get yourself, you know? You're doing this, you know. And I said, you got to rise above the situation. And you got to, and I said, I don't want to demean myself over petty arguments, especially over money. Especially money over collectibles on top of it, you know, or stuff or whatever. And I'm not going to waste my time, you know. It's just like, I just have people, I mean, they've written like really cruel things. You know, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. I apologize for the inconvenience. Mm-hmm. And I know 100% I am accurate. I'll go back and look what they leave for feedback. They do it for other people too. You know, so, yeah. And you know, it happens in the store too. And I always say, you know, there's always two roads you can take. And, you know, and things, and I always try and take the high road. Low road's easy. It's all downhill, and you coast, you know. The high road, you have to climb and work it and navigate things, everything. And so it's just like, you know, awful, it's not easy to do, especially when you're dealing with relationships or people. And a lot of times you just have to swallow your ego and stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people, they can do the right thing real easy with people they like or think the same as them. And to me, the challenge is do it with people you don't like. Yeah. Or the people that offend you or that are rude or just, you know, angry people. Kind of like this deal with Emily in the car. I told Emily, I said, you know, just let it go. Let it go. I said, it was an accident. Almost everybody has done this. It doesn't mean it's right or anything, but it's, you know, it's just like, you just can't, you know, get over that, you know, and it's easy. I said, so you're kind of, if you forgive her for being so unforgiving, you've kind of taken this higher road on this, and you've kind of like, oh, and it's like a lot of times people are so reward driven a lot in life. Well, if I do something good, what do I get out of it? You know, or they want their name on a plaque somewhere, or they want to have something named after them. And like, it isn't just enough to do the right thing. They want to have this extra reward. And that's not what life's about. You know, it's just like, you don't do that. You know, and it's like a lot of times too, it's like you're doing, that's the whole point. You know, you're doing things for the benefit of mankind sometimes. You know, there's a lot of times, you know, off to do some function. It's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to do this, you know. And it's like, well, I got to do it. I should do it. You know, it's the greater good thing. It's like it'd be half hour, hour, or whatever. And it's just one of those things. I had a friend, acquaintance, pass away last week. I'd known him from the 80s when I worked at record stores, and he would come to the store and buy movies off me. Always had addiction problems, always. And always haunted and demons and everything. And he had burned about every bridge with about everybody. And I saw his obituary popped up. I kind of thought about it. And so Friday was a visitation. I thought, you know what? I don't have to go. You know, he'd pop in the store every so often. And sometimes he'd be really together, and sometimes he's out there. And I was thinking, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of friends. And there's not a whole lot of people are going to be here. So I get there. It's his dad and his grandma, his mom, sister, and his kid. That's it. That's all that showed up. And I was thinking, so I talked to his dad. His dad had been in the, dad used to drive him to the store. Oh, yeah, Bob, yeah, I remember you, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, I met Sean when he was a kid when I worked at the record store. And he's like, yeah, he always had his problems. I said, yeah. And I said, yeah, he was one of those guys that he'd come with a handful of change. You know, he's like, hey, well, there's three videotapes here. Well, I got 250. I'll just take it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it, you know. And I was just kind of thinking, there were some people on Facebook that knew him that don't live here anymore. And they were saying that, you know, they knew that he was haunted his whole life. And I kind of did it for them, too. A lot of people that aren't here anymore, that are out of town. And it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, I went and I thought, you know, I felt pretty good. That was kind of my reward. You know, it's just like, there's people out there that nobody's going to show up for their funeral. They burn bridges, they don't have anything, you know, and that's it. I got there kind of early. I'm hoping there was a few more that showed up, but I kind of have a feeling probably not. Maybe two or three, maybe. And I just kind of felt, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. He wasn't a real easy person to like. You know, he was, you know, I mean, he was an addict. So, you know, that personality type, you know, it's, you got a lot of taking and giving there, you know. And it's just like, but you know, it's just like, we got to look the other way and turn the other cheek. Like, you know what, this guy's life's done now. And let's send him on. As well as we can, I can, or whatever, you know, it's, just try and do it. Like I said, you know, it's real easy to be kind and forgiving to the people that you like and love and are kind, but sometimes really tough for the people with that. So it's just kind of one of those weird things. I was kind of glad to do it. And, I think that's probably part of the Christian ethic, even. You know, it's the do unto others, turn the other cheek, don't be judging, and you know, and don't always be looking for a pat on the head or a pat on the back or a reward. It's like you're doing the right thing. You're being, you know, this is what you're supposed to do as a good human being. Is for you kind of cover for people when they need help, and. And just kind of look back on that and say, I'm just glad I did the right thing.
Thank you, Bob.